Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, April 11, 2023. US futures are pointing to a higher open. European equity markets have opened into positive territory following mostly higher levels in Asia. US dollar is lower, treasury yields are down at both the long and short ends. WTI futures are back above $80 a barrel. Brent is also higher. Gold is up, industrial metals are also finding a base, cryptocurrencies are higher as Bitcoin trades above the $30,000 mark for the first time in almost a year. In macro news, market focus remains on the recession signaling from the deep inverted yield curves, collapsing money supply growth, and tightening bank lending standards. In the meantime, there is more evidence that the worst of the banking crisis is behind the market, which is supporting markets' risk appetite. The Fed is expected to hike again in May, but markets are still pricing in rate cuts by the end of the year. Other central banks have also moved to the sidelines as the global tightening cycle gets closer to an end. In Korea, the BOK has left its policy rate unchanged as expected, against a backdrop of slowing growth, but the board wants to keep the door open for another hike. On the data front, Denmark's March CPI came in lower than consensus. Norway's March CPI went higher than estimates. The UK industry data showed that the UK households were cutting back on luxuries and dining out after prices jumped. Overnight, China's CPI inflation unexpectedly declined in March, while the PPI deflation deepened as expected. The benign inflation backdrop is expected to encourage the PBOC to further ease its monetary policy following last month's rate cuts. Research data also showed a big increase in China's real estate transactions last month. Australia's consumer confidence rebounded following the Reserve Bank of Australia's hold decision. Business conditions were resilient amid last month's banking sector turmoil, and the business confidence recovered. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the March Small Business Index, followed by the weekly Redbook Chain Store and weekly API crude inventories. The notable earnings reporter in the U.S. today is CarMax, which is posting results before the open. In corporate news, Boeing is targeting January 2025 to restore the production of 737 MAX jet at the rate of 52 per month, according to Reuters. Playtika is attracting fresh interest from private equity buyout firms, according to Bloomberg. The company announced in February last year that it was conducting a strategic review, and the process has now regained momentum with the interest from the PE firms. In Asia, equities traded mostly higher on Tuesday. Japan gapped higher at the open and ended higher for the second day. Australia went up as well amid news of a breakthrough in trade talks with China on barley, and wine exports are expected to be the next one up. South Korea and Taiwan continued their positive runs. India also traded higher, while Southeast Asia saw little change. Greater China markets were the outliers, with mainland stocks lower and Hong Kong now negative after a very strong open. European equity markets have opened positive. In the UK, Prime Minister Sunak is planning for a fall 2024 election with an economic upturn likely to provide the best chance for success. Thank you for joining us for the US market preview for Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.